William Lee teaches journalism at the University of Georgia. He says the crux of Jewell's case will rest on determining the source of the leak that he was a suspect.
If the source truly happened to be a FBI official, then under Georgia law, I don't think he has a leg to stand on.
Why do you say that?
Well, Georgia has a statute relating to what's called fair report or a privileged communication. One of the subsections of that statute deals with comments made by police officials relating to investigations. That's been construed fairly broadly by Georgia courts, and what it means is that if the news report is based upon information provided by police officials or police documents, even if it doesn't lead to an arrest, the individual that's identified still does not have a legitimate claim for defamation.
What if it turns out to be not true?
If he truly were not a suspect, then there conceivably would be a defamation action. But if he were a suspect and there's ultimately not enough evidence to lead to an indictment or any further action, then there's just no liability for defamation on the part of the media. Now, one thing that I think has been overlooked in this is that it's not just the claim that Mr. Jewell was a suspect. There's a lot of information about him fitting the profile of a lone bomber. Now, if that information comes from somewhere outside the FBI or the other law enforcement officials, that conceivably could be regarded as not protected by the state privilege. And that might be a way where there's still the possibility of a successful defamation action by Mr. Jewell.
What about in general terms? Mr. Jewell has said the news media jumped on this like piranha on a bleeding cow.
Well, I don't mean to make light of that, but unfortunately, he's absolutely correct. The press has a tremendous appetite for finding out who the suspect is as soon as possible, and I think law enforcement officials respond to that and frequently leak information to make it appear as though they're really on top of the case.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, in reporting this letter to Mr. Jewell, says that Richard Jewell's status as a hero, the Centennial Olympic Park bombing, was restored on Saturday. That almost sounds like it's language suggested by the newspaper's legal staff.
Whether that ameliorates any defamatory image that's been created in the public's mind about Mr. Jewell is pretty uncertain. I think this is a really sad part of these things, is that people get caught up in investigations and their names get tarnished and there's very little that they can do. I remember, it was Ray Donovan, the Secretary of Labor in the Reagan administration, who, you know, was accused of lots of things that he was found ultimately to be innocent. And at the conclusion, he said, "Now, which office do I go to get my reputation back?" It's going to take a lot more than that for Richard Jewell to truly be rehabilitated as a hero.
The government says in the letter that they handed him, "Unfortunately, criminal investigations often intrude upon the lives of private citizens like Mr. Jewell and his mother." Is this just sort of tough luck on his part?
It really is. It's unfortunate. And what this comes down to, I think, is a social contract. In effect, we have decided that it's better to have free speech about the actions of government officials and agencies, such as law enforcement, than to protect the right of privacy or a right of reputation for individuals that get caught up in this web. And that's just, in effect, the price that we pay as a society to have uninhibited reporting about the actions of government.
William Lee, a professor of journalism and mass communication at the University of Georgia. He talked with us from Athens, Georgia.